News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, hotels have said there's been a 50% decline in domestic summer bookings since the pandemic peak. But why are we seeing the sun set on Irish staycations? Megan Virgo, freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail. Are you surprised by these figures?
I'm not, Shane. I'm not surprised at all. I think people are opting to go abroad for a nice summer holiday as opposed to a staycation. And I think this is probably in part due to several reasons. Staycationing became very popular back in 2020 when the pandemic hit. And then when international travel opened up again, then in 2022, we saw people had a bit more confidence to travel abroad and they wanted to experience different cultures and, you know, get that vitamin D. So I'm not surprised at all.
People will inevitably be saying cost is a factor. I have to say, though, I went into foreign holiday last year and the year before and they cost me an arm and a leg. Is the cost of staycations here exaggerated or do you think it is a real issue?
No, I would see it. If I'm to be very honest, it's expensive, but also it depends on people's tastes. I mean, a lot of people want a 5-star staycation, but they don't want to pay the 5-star prices and they give out about that. There is great value to be had, but I think people don't want necessarily to have that type of trip. So you can go to great places. Like, for example, Kerry is very popular as a spot. Cork is very popular, Galway, but people don't want to pay those prices. You know, whereas you can travel to other places in Ireland. Northern Ireland is a great place to get value for money. And it's a great place as well if you have families. Like, I think that's kind of where people get caught as well, is if you have kids, it's just extortionate. It really is. And that's where all the price, where the prices just increase at a pace that I don't think I ever thought was possible, as opposed to if you're a couple or if you're heading away with friends, it is more accessible. But, you know, in saying that, with summer holidays, if you went to book a holiday now this summer, you'd probably be paying an arm and a leg because you didn't plan in advance. Whereas if you book well in advance, you're going to get a great deal. And I think the same can be said for certain spots in Ireland.
Okay. The heat factor, again, I know last summer we went abroad to Italy and it was an island and it was still
it was
baking. It was too hot. Yeah. Are we seeing it kind of made me reconsider the July, August summer holiday in the Med. We're obviously not seeing any of that impact just yet. I think it will be a factor at some point. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I think if I had kids, I would 100% take that into consideration. I wouldn't be heading to Greece or anywhere in summer. I mean, I went to Greece there 2 summers ago and oh my God, the heat. I've never experienced anything like it. I was like, maybe I should have rethought going in August. But yeah, definitely, I think the weather is a huge factor here. And also, I think culture. You know, when we book a holiday, we want a break, we want to chill out. And that means experiencing different cultures, getting a bit of vitamin D. Like right now, Shane, I'm down in Cork. It is lashing. It is such a... It's just awful here today, you know. So imagine now getting on a plane, being in Portugal in 2 hours and having, you know, the sun and the heat. It's just fantastic to be able to do that. And I think with people, because the weather is so unpredictable here, like we really can get any season at any time of the year, you know, even in one day. So I don't blame people for wanting to go abroad and, you know, treating themselves to a nice holiday with a bit of heat. But in saying that, you know, when the sun shines here in Ireland and it's warm, it is the nicest country in the world. You wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Is there something Ireland can do to market itself better as a domestic tourist destination? Or are they doing pretty well? We have the Wild Atlantic Way and the various marketing slogans. Are we doing a good job or could we do more?
I think that they're doing a great job. But one thing I would say is, you know, you want to make something accessible to everyone. And I think when you're pitching, like Ireland has great places to go to visit and see. I mean, you can do great day staycations as such. So I think if the tourism boards brought that into one package, you know, for example, what you can do, what you can see, where you can eat and where you can stay, if that's packaged as one rather than focusing on one place, I think that they would do better. Like I know from my Instagram, one of the biggest things biggest things people ask me for are deals of abroad. So great value deals, and also for Ireland, great value staycation packages and what to do. So they're very simple asks. So if you can, simplicity is best. If you can answer those, then you're flying.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Megan Virgo, freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know if you are considering a staycation this year, or if not, why not? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.